Well, yesterday I enjoyed my first day off as a regular carrier for the Postal Service, and so we wanted to do something really cool. So we decided to go hang out with my sister in Vancouver, BC, which is about 2 hours-ish away, depending on border waits and stuff. We didn't wake up till 8 o'clock, which was awesome. We decided we'd hit the street at about hit the street. We'd get on the road at about 10 o'clock, so we would miss the morning traffic at the border. Got to the border, it was only 15-minute wait. It was amazing. We loved it. We were so happy. Just as we got into Canada, the DVD player in the back of the car stopped working, which is kind of a big deal when you have three little girls back there. They tend to not get along the entire time. So we ended up started talking about Twilight Zone because Twilight Zone is referenced in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and so they wanted to know about that particular episode. There's something on the wing, the monster on the wing episode. I told him about the glasses breaking episode where the guy just wanted to read books and his glasses broke. The Beauties in the Eye of the Beholder episode where the woman comes out and there's all those pig face people everywhere and they think she's hideous. So we finally got into Vancouver after telling all those stories, so that was a really, really good time. And we decided to go to Granville Island when we got there to my sister's place in downtown Vancouver. Go down, like, not even 2 miles away, there's a ferry. And I'd never been on a ferry that you don't take cars on before. This was a boat. This was not a ferry, in my opinion, at the time. I was like, we're getting on this thing? So we all clamor onto this thing, and they motor us across for, like, $5 a piece. And we get to Granville Island, and it was awesome. There was this great magic show we went to, and we had some hot dogs and cookies and stuff, and we chilled out and watched this guy do a magic show just busking out on the street, and it was great. He was hilarious, and he just did some cool stuff. Then we went to this hammock store. These are the two highlights for me, was going the magic show, and this hammock store was amazing. I would just want to buy a hammock right now and just go chill in it because they had these really, really cool hammocks. I mean, I've always wanted one, but this reaffirmed my love for hammocks. So went back and watched, what did we watch? What was the name of that movie? Got back to the house and we watched Puss in Boots at my sister's house on Netflix, which was pretty cool. And so then we said our goodbyes because we wanted to get home. We didn't know how long the border waits were going to be, and I needed to go to the work the next day. So we're like, okay, bye, we'll see you later. And it was a great time with my sister and my niece, and it was really fun. So we go start getting home, and we get lost a little bit on the way home because we had to get off to pick up some dinner because we weren't really sure, you know. So we get on the road, and the DVD player starts working, and the girls are watching Princess and the Frog in the back seat, and me and Dusty are talking trash about that movie, how it doesn't do a very good job empowering women, and we just like, that movie's crap. And we get to the border, and there is absolutely no wait. Awesome freaking day.